Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda
Mitchell. Ah, you said it, girl.
Jerry
Kiss. Yeah.
Well, good evening. It is Mindful Monday. We're getting ready to start another phenomenal week here. We're waking up with Linda McShann. We're going to be short and sweet today. Tiffany will be able to come on and give us a few pointers. You know, we're speaking on Women's Month this month, and basically going into mentorship. But while we're doing this, I just want to say, how many of you have adjusted from the time change? I know I have not. You know, you're still feeling a little sluggish out there and don't know what day it is, what time it is, don't know if you want to go to sleep, sit up another hour. It will cool out before the week is out. It just takes us through a few changes every now and then. But no matter what is happening out there, we have to resolve to be the sun. Then no matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break, fine weather will always return, and spring will never fail to come. So it's coming around the corner, from the dark to the light, from the light to the dark. Let's continue to send prayers out there. All persons across the borders going through whatever they're going through, our little stuff is not as bad. At least we're not dodging bombs, okay? Think about that when you're out there complaining. Also, you know, gas. I don't know. Most of the newer model cars have gas tanks that lock from the inside. You have to unlock them, you know, from the inside. But the older model cars, those gas tanks are out there. So if you have one of those cars, get you a cap lock. A lock on your cap, okay? Because persons are going to be siphoning out gasoline out there. They don't really have to worry about mine. They have to get a long, long, long straw, because I never put it all the way to the top. But just to give you something to be mindful out there with these things that we're going through, it's Mindful Monday. I'm just going to play you something. We're talking about women, and it's Women's Month.
Thank you.
it to make a decision when your head is clear. You know you have good judgment, but then your life is turning topsy-turvy and you have no reasons for what's disturbing. Remember these words my father said to me. He said,
History, Women's Month, you know, mentors. If you asked any one of the ladies that are here now or reading their bios or their books, if they're no longer here, they all had mentors. See, mentors are very, very, very important. Mentors tell you things like keep your head up and keep on moving forward. But one thing about a mentor, you know, when we speak from our mind, we change minds. When we speak from our heart, we change hearts. But when we speak from experience, we change lives. And that's what mentors do. They help you change your life. You have to seek them out. Find the good ones. Find out who they are. What is the importance? I had a caller to call in, Rebecca, and she wanted to know, can you have several mentors? Yes, Rebecca, you can, because they come at different levels of your life, and each mentor brings you a new form or a new direction, but that mentor is the one that's going to tell you that story and lead by example because they have the experience. Everybody cannot be a mentor, all right? They just cannot be. I had a beautiful mentor when I decided to return back for higher education, and I transferred in on the campus of UCLA, and I took a liking to this lady. They called her the Empress, and she was a beautiful black woman, and she was a recruiter for the African-American students there, and her name was Lena Brown. Lena Brown was beautiful inside and out. And I would go and have lunch with her and sit and talk with her. And she would listen to my stories and, you know, the talk with me about the direction I wanted to go into. And she was just so warm and so relaxing. So after I went through my journey, I never left Lena Brown alone. I keep up with people. I love to build relationships. And I love to keep them because everyone that comes in my life, they have to actually demonstrate as being a mentor of greatness. They must be great, okay? Not judging anybody or anything, but that's just the time it is. And when you go through life and you sit back and you observe, you know how to pick them. Well, Lena Brown is one of my mentors, and I was speaking with her today, and I told her I'm going to mention you for Mindful Monday in my mentors segment, okay? You want to find persons out there who are taking out time. You want to find persons who are paying attention and especially listening to you because, see, a good mentor will listen. Again, I'm going to say this. When we speak from our mind, we change minds. When we speak from our heart, we change hearts. But when we speak from experience, we change lives. And to this particular mentor, I'd like to say appreciation to you for helping me get on the path to change my life. And on that note, we're just going to keep rolling. It's Mindful Monday, short and sweet. We're not going to be too long. Just give me some things to think about.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Mindful Monday. Be mindful out there. Stay strong. Stay woke. Stay alert out there. Get a book. Find a book to read. Do some research. Call your neighbor. Knock on the door. Put a smile on your face. Whether you have on a mask or not, basically I'm still wearing three over here, but you can still see my bright shining beam coming through, because if I don't show it through the teeth, I can show it through the eyes, and keep that in mind. Smile at someone, okay? It's kind of crazy out here. Keep things in mind. Do some research. Do some research. We have an election that's coming up. Start studying now. Just don't go out there and check in them boxes. Or check the name, the only name that you've heard. Read about everybody on that ballot, okay? Your voice is your power. Please keep that in mind. Start now. with her eyes on with us briefly because she's working on a big, big project. So just give us something, one thing to be mindful of. We got about 3 minutes here. Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hello. Yeah, I know that you were working on that big project, and we were just going to carry it on out. Glad you came on. Just give us a one word so we can be mindful on Monday. Whatever it comes up, let it come out.
Just everybody, I always talk about self-care. I always talk about respecting yourself. I always talk about all the things that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for women. Women, you know, it is a celebratory month, and I want you to make sure that you really take care of yourself and stand up for what you firmly believe.
I kinda
like
that.
This is a world where we live in a dual society of men and women, and both participate in the balance of things. And it can be lopsided if it's just masculine without the feminine. So
yes.
I want to stress how, you know, not how, but to women, be yourselves. Do the things that you know to do. Take care of yourself, number one. And number two, realize your value. Once you know your value, there is nothing that anybody can tell you. Nothing. And so women are movers and shakers in their own way. Without women coming together and doing some of the things, men would not be able to do what they do. And that goes back to ancient times.
Yes,
as on the Nile, it was the men rowing the boat, and the woman who was in it was a woman negotiating the business. So I would like all women to celebrate themselves. And know it's Women's Month, and we've got some great examples of that. But especially this month, if you haven't celebrated yourself, celebrate yourself, just as we are just as good as anybody else who have, you know, even those who have come, even the pioneers who have come. So,
yes. Yes.
That's all I have to say. Be mindful of yourself.
I understand. I am so glad that you peeked in on here with us for this short and sweet on Mindful Monday. We're not going to hold you here. And on that note, Tiffany with an eye, I see it. I strategize it. I correct it. And I complete it. We love you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to play a few little tunes here and take us on out and tell everyone to have a victorious week, okay? And to please check in on Telly Tuesday, see what Miss Stephanie Haynes will have to talk to us about tomorrow. You know she always got something to tell you. And Tiffany's going to always be here to give you something mindful of. Stephanie, we love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a great evening.
Thanks.
Reflection on the water, more than darkness in the depth. See him surface and never a shadow. On the wind I feel his breath. Golden eye, I found his weakness. Golden eye, you do what I please. Golden eye. As a child, you'll never know how it feels to be the one who's left behind. You'll never know the days, the nights, the tears I cried. But now my time has come.
shadows as a child. You never know how it feels to get so close and be denied.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing stand in your way. I want you to live from me. To every word I say, and trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act well. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Take you there.
end of this
I'm
day.
How you said it, girl.
Jerry Cass.
Yeah. Ooh,
ooh,
ooh, break it up.
Sharing care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.